Anyway, a completely unrelated story, but a new survey of 200 doctors in Chicago has shown that nearly half of them have actually given patients a placebo, that's a dummy treatment, at some point. Now, nowadays, we usually think of placebos as being something that you use in clinical trials to compare, you know, your genuine treatment with the effects of a placebo. But actually, doctors in the past used to use placebos to work out if a patient was really ill or if they were actually faking it. But in fact, now we know more about the psychological basis of some illnesses and the placebo effect, which is really quite pronounced. It seems that some doctors nowadays are actually believing that dummy treatments might have some benefit, even if it's only psychosomatic.
There's a big problem over the ethics, though, isn't there? Because if I were to do that, and I'm not saying I have or I haven't, if I were to do that on patients and they then said, why did you tell me I was having a drug when I wasn't? You've effectively lied to me. I could actually be disciplined.
Exactly. It's a really interesting ethical challenge, and it's something that's been very hotly debated. And in this survey, around 1 in 10 doctors said that they thought placebos should never be used. So the majority thought that it was acceptable to use placebos. And some of the doctors who gave placebo treatments, they used various terms to say what they were giving. For example, this is a substance that may help and will not hurt you. This is medication. It is a medicine with no specific effect. So they were saying all sorts of things. But there is obviously this big moral dilemma. And we know that placebos can have effects. I mean, it's not called the placebo effect for nothing. It's about sort of a 30% improvement. But there are very big issues over the ethics of it. But there is clearly growing interest in the connection between mind and body, and it's something that really needs debating, I think.
Maybe patients need to have it pointed out to them when they go to hospital that you may be given a placebo, or you may not. And then they're aware that this may be a therapy, because we know that it does have a benefit, and we know that people do derive benefits from it, and so therefore it might be worth trying. If there's no drug that could definitely make you better, it might be worth trying.
Or you could try homeopathy instead as well.